This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. It is me, Bob Long. And we've got a great hour lined up for you because Dan Watson is going to be sliding up to the microphone as he does each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station. Or if you're joining us via the internet at GCNLive.com, we invite your calls and emails participation wise. It's very easy. It's Bob Long, L-O-N-G, and you can email me up at a couple of different places. Bob@autoworldradio.com, and I started to do another one with boblongradio.com. But either way, we would love to hear from you. And speaking of that, let's go to the guest lines right now and bring forth the man who has all the certifications, more than 25 years of certified just a little problem with my mic on this end. More than 25 years as an expert in the realm of synthetic motor oil and lubrication in general. It's my pleasure to get Dan Watson back on the show with us. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
Doing fine. My microphone went dead on me, but I got it fixed, so we're okay now. So lots of rain this week in sunny Florida. It was kind of a damp week.
Well, if it doesn't rain, it gets so hot we can't stand it. So let the rain come on.
That's true. Absolutely.
So, Bob, we're back here as we are each week, and we kind of made a little habit here the past several weeks of me asking you a couple questions to start out with about cars. And I just tell our listening audience, you ought to have a question and answer section during the total amount of time that you do Auto World Radio, because you are just an absolute wealth of what I call just everything about cars, anything, you know. So let me get right to a couple questions I thought about when thinking about you, and that was, you know, we've had the 2019s out for a while. They always come out before the year. We have the 2020s are coming out now, you know,
yeah,
especially by August. But you've had a chance to kind of see all these 2019 models, read about them, and this, that, and the other. And so the way I posed my question to you was real simple. If your great uncle left you $250,000, so you could just go buy three vehicles that you would like to have for you and the family, and what would they be? I mean, you just had the money, and all of a sudden you can go buy the three cars that would just suit your needs, and that could just be for, you know, your wife and the necessity to have a place for your daughter to ride in the car, you know, those kind of things. So, I mean, what would you buy?
Oh, boy, that's a tasty question. That definitely, that's a fun one, Dan. So if I was lucky enough to have a great uncle leaving me $250,000, you know, believe it or not, you know, the $250,000 isn't going to go that far in 2019.
I thought that because I figured if I made it $1 million, then you really would get carried away.
Exactly. But let's get down to, since I am the arrested adolescent who loves the muscle cars, so I would have to get a muscle machine for myself, and I guess the more practical one for me to get would be the Dodge Challenger, which is one of the more popular muscle cars out there. But I would want the full zoot one. I would want the zoom to the moon one, and that one is called the Hellcat Red Eye. And this vehicle packs 790 horsepower, so it is presently the most powerful vehicle horsepower wise that you can get. And it's hooked to an 8-speed automatic transmission, and it's going to set me back about $75,000 or $80,000, but talk about a future collectible, and talk about a vehicle that can actually be used. It's got a full-size back seat, and it's got a very usable trunk as well. So it's the wide body, I have to say that. I would also want the wide body option, which gives it very, very large fender flares, and it's a masterpiece as far as I'm concerned, a masterpiece of muscle madness. And the folks at FCA Dodge have announced for 2020 that they're going to offer a wide body version of the Hellcat in Charger form. So in four-door form will be available for around $70,000 for 2020. So that would also be very, very tempting. Another vehicle that I have a lot of respect for, it's the least expensive of the Mercedes-Benz AMG products. AMG is kind of the performance brand within a brand for Mercedes. They have AMG variants of all the cars, you know, from cars in the $30,000 range all the way up to cars that are several hundred thousand. But the one that gets my engine revving, it's about $48,000 if you're careful. It quickly rises from that point, but it's called the CLA 45 AMG, and it's an all-wheel drive, four-door sedan, a very swoopy sedan. And here's a remarkable part, Dan. This 2-liter engine in this vehicle is a four-cylinder turbocharged engine that's been cranked up to the max, so it puts out 345 horsepower from only a very small amount of displacement. So it used to be years ago horsepower per cubic inch. Well, now we're talking multiple horsepowers per cubic inch. Because
absolutely amazing. You said it was a 2-liter?
2.3 liter, yes. And it's an award-winning engine. And it will give you about 350 horsepower and about 350 pound-feet of torque. So that is a really cool car. I'm really not into electric vehicles, but this one is the only one that gets me excited, and that's from the folks at Jag. The folks at Jaguar have come out with a vehicle which has won umpteen different awards. It's called the I-Pace, and it's loosely based on their F-Pace, which is their first ever crossover vehicle. So this is a crossover sedan, but because it doesn't have a traditional engine in its traditional space, the vehicle has been styled quite aggressively. This is a very low-slung, swoopy crossover vehicle with 22-inch wheels, and this vehicle has won the World Car of the Year. Unfortunately, it's going to set me back about $80,000 or so, but I think I might be able to get those three for $250,000. Immediately, my mind started going towards the top of the rung Corvette, but that's a two-seater called the ZR1, and there's one in my neighborhood. The guy keeps it hidden in his garage, and I don't know what the gentleman does for income, for a living, but he must be doing quite well because he's got a truck and he's got some sort of classic car, and he's got a ZR1, and ZR1 started about 120, but very easily can get up to 150. But that's the most powerful General Motors vehicle to date, with about 750 horsepower. But that Hellcat Red Eye wide body outdoes it with 790 horsepower. Even uses the air conditioning to pre-charge the supercharger with more dense cold air, so just to give you a little bit more power
off the line. Like an intercooler for a turbo, you bet.
Yeah,
well, let me get this one other question here, because we're right up against the break, I know, and that's it. When your daughter, and she will grow up, Bob, you got to understand that, she will grow up, and when she wants to drive, what kind of car? After the break, you tell us when we come back what you think would be a good starter car for a 16, 17-year-old girl.
That's a good idea. My daughter is 8 years old and already has told me about two of the vehicles that she would like, but we'll tell everybody those two, and then we'll give a more reasonable vehicle for a a 16 or 17 year old to drive. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
CEO of the Lube Page is throwing me a few questions, as we've been doing in recent times, and so far I've answered one, and now the question is, when my daughter Lucy grows up, what kind of car would I look for getting her as a new driver?
Yeah, Bob, I don't think you'd be the Hellcat, okay?
No, definitely not. That's for folks like myself who have had lots of experience with with very powerful vehicles. But my daughter, it's interesting. She already has a couple of cars that she really likes. My first car was a Mustang, and she likes the idea of having a blue Mustang.
Oh, yeah.
As her first car. Another vehicle that's also in my neighborhood that she likes, but to me it's just a little bit too small for really anybody. You have to be you'd have to pack very lightly in this vehicle because it is a four-seater vehicle, but it's got a tiny back seat and even tinier trunk. It's the Fiat 500, and my daughter, having spent time at the Millennium Mall here in the greater Orlando area, she wants the Gucci edition of the Fiat 500C, which is the two-door Fiat 500. But let's fast forward to more reality, and I think my daughter would be okay with this because my wife drives actually a Subaru, a Legacy Sport, and I think that would be a great vehicle, a Subaru Outback or Subaru Legacy or any one of the affordable vehicles from Subaru. And the reason why I say Subaru is a good choice is because of the safety ratings. I mean, these vehicles constantly get five-star safety ratings from the Highway Safety Administration folks, and there are lots of vehicles out there that you wouldn't want to go to battle with a Ford Explorer or Expedition or a big Suburban or Denali from General Motors or an Escalade. You know, the thought of a vehicle coming in contact with one of those, if it's a smaller vehicle, you're really going to be you're going to be shook up quite a bit, and the vehicle is going to get damaged to quite a great extent. So to minimize damage for new drivers, I think and then believe in getting a safe vehicle. And you know, years ago I would have said an even larger vehicle than the Subarus, but I will I'll give the nod to the Subarus just because of all the great safety that is built into those vehicles, multiple airbag systems. They've got that transverse mounted flat engine. It's a pancake engine, and that engine actually drops down and is a block in the event of a front end crash. And the folks at Subaru just do a great job at turning out some safe vehicles, Dan.
That's a good choice. I think you're right. One of the things that is a mistake, I saw it growing up, is when, you know, of course this is back when the muscle cars were coming out.
Yeah.
But when you got a 16-year-old who dad gets him a Pontiac GTO, okay, and it doesn't always work out well.
No.
Number one is the vehicle's got a lot of power, and a guy's pretty frisky as a new young driver and loves all that power, but it's not really ready to control it. It can lose control of the car just by breaking the back wheels loose and getting out of control and then firing off in the wrong direction. So anyway, I agree with you. The thing about a new driver is let them get something that's easy to drive and that's very safe, and then that way they can concentrate on their driving and not have to figure out how the car works.
Yeah, exactly, and something with not too much technology, because as a young driver you can be distracted so easily.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Some vehicles these days just have a little bit too much going on. But you know, one thing I will caution, because I saw a kid ripping around in a, you know, what is an economy sporty car. It's no longer made because the Scion brand of Toyota has gone away, but it's called the TC. It's the two-door, three-door. Actually, it's got a hatchback, so it's a three-door hatchback. And I saw this young man ripping around, and it's a front-wheel drive vehicle, four-cylinder vehicle. But I remember when I was back at Motor Trend and that vehicle was new, and one of our editors was really pushing it, and that vehicle has a case of something called it's called throttle oversteer, and what that means is if you're accelerating too fast and you're into a corner, because of the weight of the vehicle and the way the vehicle is made. It's a front-wheel drive vehicle. It's very easy to spin one of those because the young editor at the time, Allison Harwood, at Motor Trend, during our Car of the Year testing, actually totaled one of those. It's called Lift Throttle Oversteer. That's what it is. So you get your foot on the accelerator, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, well, maybe I'm going too fast in this corner. And when she took her foot off that accelerator pedal, that Scion did a number of 360s and ended up coming in contact with a tree. So, folks, even if it's only a four-cylinder vehicle, be careful, because some of these vehicles are quirky when pressed to the limit. And if you want to drive a high-performance vehicle, or you best to go to a driving school if you possibly can, to get some instruction from a professional, because these vehicles can bite you, Dan.
That's right. And if you may think you're able to handle that even if you're a little bit older, but if you have not had some training or practice with some of these vehicles, it's best that you drive judiciously, I guess would be the term.
That's a very politically correct way to say it.
That's
like
right.
It. Very good.
Don't overload yourself with what you're trying to do.
That's great.
Well, you know, on this particular show, we've been entertaining a lot of different questions, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a feel for some areas that people just don't really understand. And you get it because when you answer questions to people about something, they've got a particular type of vehicle and you're trying to help them understand what you're talking about, and you get a blank stare when you use terms like turbocharged or direct injected or clean diesel technology. So sometimes it's a good idea. You know, I talk about lubrication, but lubrication is directly related to the technology that you're lubricating. In other words, it's not just one shoe fits all. So you got different types of high performance and low performance, and you've got quaint technologies, and you got standard technologies. You've got all these different things going on, and the type of lubricant you use will many times be dependent upon which one of these technologies the car is employing. So it's perfect. Got a break coming up. When we come back, I'm going to spend a little time talking about turbocharged. What exactly is that? What is a turbocharger, and how does it work, and why do we use it?
Absolutely. What a great idea. All that and more is coming your way right here on Auto World as Bob Long and Dan Watson, CEO of thelubepage.com, will be with you throughout this entire hour. So we're only in first gear. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, during his historic visit, Donald Trump, the first U.S. president ever to step foot in North Korea.
Kim Jong-un takes President Trump up on his tweet and his offer to meet. The discussion lasts almost an hour instead of the planned 5 minutes. The president also inviting Kim to visit the United States. In other developments, President Trump and the head of China agree to restart U.S. trade talks. Before heading back to the United States, President Trump visits our troops at the Osan Air Force Base ahead of the July 4th holiday week.
We just left, and I said, you know, this was unexpected, and we're going to keep a lot of thousands of great military people waiting, but that's what you do. You love your country, and that was a good thing to do, right? I said they'll understand.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Dan Watson, CEO of the Lube Page, is with us. And don't forget, you can email Dan anytime, danwatson@thelubepage.com, or myself, bob@autoworldradio.com. And don't forget, Dan has got the Buying Amsoil Factory Direct as a preferred customer package out there. And Dan, why don't you give out your telephone number on that before we get into turbocharging?
Sure, it's 800-370-2986. And I'll just emphasize what you were talking about, Bob, for just a second. I'm offering this what's called preferred customer membership, 6-month trial membership for free to listeners of Auto World Radio. Just got to contact me either at that 800 number or go to thelubepage.com. You can contact me through the Lube page, or you can send me an email direct to danwatson@thelubepage.com. And just tell me that you're interested, you want to do it, I'll set you up, you'll get some information, you can determine what AMSOIL products look the most fitting for you, and you'll get to buy those products at about 30% discount off of the retail prices. So it's a deal you can't beat if you're interested, so take advantage of it. We are trying to make specials for our Auto World Radio listeners. Now, turbocharged, Bob, because you mentioned it in the cars that when you were talking about these cars, you used the term turbocharged. A lot of people have no idea what that means. Of course, that's okay as long as they don't need it or know what it is. But if you're going to buy it and pay the money for it, you probably ought to know what it means to buy a turbocharged vehicle.
So true, Dan.
And so here's what this comes down to. Without going to the very, very basics, these gasoline engines or diesel engines, they have to have air, because within the air, about 20% of the air is oxygen. And it takes oxygen to actually burn the hydrocarbon fuel to make the pressure. It's a heat transfer, basically, making pressure in the engine that causes the piston to move. So you've got to have an actual burn that takes place, or let's say a rapid oxidation of the hydrocarbons. Well, you can't have rapid oxidation without oxygen. So normally when we have a breather on a car, the downstroke of the piston creates a suction or vacuum in that cylinder, which literally sucks air in through the intake manifold, through the breather, down through the intake valve into that cylinder. Now, if I have a normal compression ratio in that cylinder, meaning if I have about 8 or 9 to 1 for a gasoline engine, if I come in with the standard pressure that we're sitting around in here at sea level of about 15 pounds per square inch of air pressure, then I'm going to raise that 8 times with an 8 to 1 or 9 times. I'm going to be somewhere around 90 to 105 pounds per square inch when I set off the fuel air mixture with the spark plug. And then we're going to have this significant expansion of that gas ball, causing the pressure to rise even higher and push that piston down. Okay. Now that's pretty straightforward, mechanical engineering technology. I bring the turbocharger in, folks, and what I'm doing is I'm not going to just suck the air in. I'm going to push the air into the cylinder. So let's say my turbocharger, it has a thing where it talks about how much boost am I applying. So let's say that I'm applying 15 pounds per square inch boost. That means that I am now doubling from 15 PSI natural to 30 PSI. And if I multiply that times 8 in the compression ratio of the cylinder, I have 250 pounds of pressure when I set the spark plug off. And so I've jammed more air in there. When I jam more air into the cylinder, I also have now twice as much oxygen in that cylinder, so I can burn twice as much fuel. And if I burn twice as much fuel, I get twice the action or energy out of the fuel as it's transferred to the piston through pressure. So the idea of a turbocharger is to increase power in the same size engine. In other words, if I can double the pressure and double the fuel that's being burned in a cylinder, it's like I just double the actual displacement of the engine. And so if I had a 2-liter engine and I was turbocharging it, it could look like a 4-liter engine with the turbocharger, because it would be producing that much power because I'm making more power in the volume of the cylinder that I have. So turbocharging is a big deal. It can take, like we talked about, you talked about that one vehicle, Bob, with a 2.3-liter engine that could produce 350 horsepower. So we're talking about doing that in a small engine, because we put a turbocharger on there and we jam some air down into that engine. And when we do that, we really increase the amount of fuel that it can burn. But there's a second part on these turbochargers and the way this works, which is really fantastic. We've always been able to try to control the fuel into the air mixture. We do that with, the great Holley 4-barrel carburetors. We do that with the multi-port fuel injection systems, all of these kind of things to control fuel-air mixture with a standard intake. But now I can add another thing to that. I can not only meter fuel precisely, but I can control the air with a turbocharger. Before, I was doing the best I could to get the best air intake I could, but I'm still having to suck it in. Now I can control. If I've got 3 pounds of boost going into the cylinder, then the computer can know in the fuel injection system to say there's 3 pounds of boost. That means you're going to have this much air in the cylinder. It's been programmed to provide a certain amount of fuel, which can be metered to precisely the amount of fuel that would match with the oxygen to get the perfect burn. So now all of a sudden I'm starting to talk about engines that can run seemingly at efficiencies I have never before considered. I can start running at very high fuel efficiency ratings, and this turbocharged engine not only can produce more power, but with light boost, it can actually produce extremely good fuel economy, because now the computer has control of both variables in the fuel-air mixture, which is the air and the fuel. So turbocharging is a fantastic thing, but it has a little bit of a downside to it, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we do it. The only way that makes sense, because you'd say, well, this turbocharging, if you've got something that's pushing air in there, that's using energy. You've got to be sucking that energy from something, right, to mm-hmm. turn that blower to push that air in there. Where's that energy coming from? Well, we cheat. We take it in the exhaust. So what you do is you put a movable blades, if you will, on the end of a shaft that are in the exhaust. And as all that hot exhaust is coming out, it's coming out under a lot of pressure. It's pushing out of there, right? So what we do is we put a wheel in the exhaust, and we put another wheel, if you will, or blower wheel, in the intake, so that we now get to take advantage of that our exhaust that was just waste is now actually turning the turbo, which provides the boost for the engine. It's just a really unique and terrific little way to capture power out of the exhaust that was prior to this just completely wasted and going nowhere. So, hey, this thing really works, and the problem has always been that it's a pretty expensive bunch of stuff to design, put together, and so unless you were going to be in some really high-performance situation or you needed it for a turbocharged diesel or some kind of thing, it's like, well, why would you use this much on standard cars?
Mm-hmm.
But we see it everywhere coming out, all over the place in vehicles.
Oh, so true.
Yeah, so when we come back, I'll finish up on that real quick. But it's just important that people get some concept for what we're talking about when we talk about a turbocharged car.
So true, Dan. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Dan Watson. Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. That's his email address. Shoot him an email or shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Leggetts were set in the
We're
base?
Back,
that story
Andy.
Is
Thank
true.
You so much for being here, Dan Watson, Model Y, CEO of BluePage.com. We're explaining to you about technology. Turbocharging is very, very popular today. It's a far cry from the early attempts in the 70s and 80s. These modern turbo power plants are nothing short of amazing, and Ford, of course, is leading the charge with their EcoBoost technology, which is across the board, all the way up from their least expensive model, the Fiesta, to a much more powerful vehicle, which combines supercharging and turbocharging in one. So, Dan, tell us a little bit more about how turbos work in general.
Well, one thing I'd like to mention real quick is because you just mentioned another topic. It's called supercharging. Mm-hmm. And I was just explaining that a turbo sets one set of blades in the exhaust, and the other set of blades in the air intake so that I'm spinning and creating a positive pressure through the intake system. Now, a blower, which you hear people say, well, it's got a blower, not a turbo. A blower actually is a belt-operated blower or compressor, which is on the engine just like your alternator or air conditioning compressor, but it's on sets up there, and it is basically sucking in air and blowing it positively into the intake system. In other words, it is providing the same thing, a positive pressure into the engine, but it does it by the engine providing the power through a pulley that operates off the main pulley, just like the other accessories under the hood. So a blower is will take some power drain off the engine because it's basically an engine-driven blower, whereas a turbo is, in a sense, cheating. It's taking all of its power from that exhaust waste, which would not be used otherwise for anything like this. So it's giving you an increase in air intake without robbing any of the horsepower from the engine to do it. Now, the turbos, there's not much else to say on them except that because one side of that turbo sits in the exhaust, they get extremely hot on that shaft that is common between the exhaust side wheel and the blower wheel that's in the air intake side. So from my standpoint as a lubrication specialist, this is where I give you my best advice as a certified lubrication specialist. If you have a turbo-driven car, you better be running high-quality synthetic engine oil in that engine. Just take that advice. I'm not interested in other people saying you can get by with running petroleum. If you have any situation where there's a temperature problem, that turbo is running on an average in that area about 600 degrees. The way that the oiling system manages to get by is by pushing the oil through that bearing as fast as it can, because it's just, there's no way that the standard oils can take that kind of temperature, so they're just pushing it through as fast as they can. If there's any interruption in that and it doesn't get through as fast as it can, within a few seconds, it will smoke that oil. And if it smokes that oil, it's going to produce a hard residue that it's like coking. And that coking, when it breaks up and goes in the oil stream out of that turbo, because that turbo's turning, it's going to break it up just as soon as the new oil flow comes to it. It'll go in the system, and I guarantee you, everywhere it goes, it will cut and score everywhere. So when it goes down and gets into your piston rings, it'll score the cylinder walls. It just messes the whole engine up if you do that. So the advice is use an oil that can actually handle 600 degrees intermittently without turning into coke or into smoke. And that would be a high-performance synthetic like the true PAO ester-based synthetic oil from AMSOIL that are just terrific turbocharger-rated oils, okay? Now, some of the newer synthetics that are out there these people are making, they're not made from those chemical-based stocks like PAO and esters. They're made from high-performance petroleum-based stocks. But the problem is they don't have the higher temperature ratings like the PAO and the ester. So when you're operating your turbocharged engine, you are very wise to be concerned about any kind of temperature-related problems. And the turbo gets very hot. It's why in many of the cars, they'll have what they call an EGT gauge. That stands for exhaust gas temperature, okay? And if they get up above 1,100 degrees, you could be trying to smoke your turbo, okay? Depends upon the turbo, the application, the vehicle. But the point being, you'd like to have a whole lot of confidence that when your EGTs got hot that you didn't just smoke the oil. So I'm telling you, as a certified lubrication specialist, if you have a car or a truck and it has turbo listed anywhere in its description, you best be running the best quality synthetic engine oil you can put in it. And I would say that would be AMSOIL, my first choice. If you want to use Redline, that's a racing oil line, that would protect you. And Mobil annual change oil would be another one that would. Outside of those, you're moving into non-chemical-based synthetics, and they have trouble with higher temperatures. So that's my best advice on turbos. So anyway, turbos, you can see the breadth and the width of this subject. It could just get way out of hand. So I think we can't spend much more time there. We've gone about as much as we can on turbos.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And just to make you aware of it, Dan, there are a couple of cars. Volvo is experimenting with some turbocharged and supercharged in the same vehicle.
Oh, goodness. So,
yeah, we'll be seeing more of that.
Well, and it makes sense, because if you can afford to do it, now you have control of, you can supercharge something even when the turbo has to stop doing it because the EGTs are getting too hot for the turbo. You could let the turbo go offline, and you could use the supercharger to keep pumping it. Or you can use the supercharger to give it more boost before it starts building up, and having enough exhaust flow to really get the turbo going. You could use the supercharger as the kind of like the boost to start it and then to take over with the turbo. So there's a lot of ways to work those two in combo.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about direct injection.
Yeah, the direct injected, the reason why I thought that was a topic that we don't have much time on it, we're running out of time right now, but this direct injected gasoline engine technology is just something that people don't really understand what that means, because, you know, most people aren't paying that much attention to all this terminology. But here's the thing for the folks out there to understand it. You normally put injectors for gasoline engines in the air intake system. either the throttle body, which means it's just like a carburetor, but there's one jet sitting there instead of the old carburetor with all the controls it had. Or you can put, if you have a six-cylinder or an eight-cylinder engine, you might have multi-port fuel injection. That means you got an injector in the airstream for each one of the cylinders. Good idea. It mixes in there, and each cylinder gets its own injector. But direct injected means there is actually an injector tip sitting in the cylinder where the piston is, right there. That's why it's called direct injected. It's going to inject the fuel right into the volume of the cylinder that the piston is going to come up and collect that fuel as it was put into the air. The air comes in, the injector pulses the fuel into the air, and now I have a fuel-air mixture that is reaches high pressure, and the spark plug sets off. Down goes the piston under high pressure from the expanding gas ball of the firing of the engine. Now, that direct injected, though, for all of our listeners, means that we're not putting the fuel in anywhere up in the intake manifold. It's right in the cylinder. And believe it or not, that's one of the reasons why the EcoBoost engines are so powerful, is because now I'm using this technology of direct injected, turbocharged or blower, either one. And again, I can, today, what makes all this work so well is our computer technology. Computers can meter the fuel and know the air, and they are programmed so that they can perfectly mix the fuel. Now, when I bring the fuel in through the intake manifold, I really can't do that as well as when I've got the injector right in the cylinder. So if that injector is precise with how much fuel that it will pulse, then that computer is able to have a program that will do that to perfection all the time. And that's how you can get such efficiencies. And that EcoBoost engine can be so powerful is that direct injected technology coupled with forced airflow into the engine.
It's fascinating stuff, and we definitely need to spend more time talking about some of these great new technical features. But really quick, Dan, give out your telephone number for folks.
800-370-2986, and don't forget that free preferred customer membership to Auto World Radio listeners.
Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.